Hallelujah, praise Him. My heart sings this praise again. Hallelujah, praise Him. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. My heart sings this praise again. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb.
Day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortedst me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord, even the Lord, is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord. Call upon his name, declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. This is John Thrasher, and you're listening to Morning Devotions. And I hope you'll stay tuned for the next 30 minutes as we share together in the Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the goodness of God, reading both from the Old Testament and the New Testament, because God was in the Old Testament setting the stage for the coming of that little baby born in Bethlehem who was God incarnate. And when the Christ is born within us, when we open our hearts to him and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, he brings into our hearts and souls a joy and a peace that this world knows nothing about. They know nothing about it because it is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. When Christ comes into the heart, he brings a joy that you cannot manufacture. You can't purchase it. You can't get it by mind over matter or trying to figure it all out. It's deposited in you by the regenerating power of the Holy Ghost. I believe that. The joy of the Lord. That's why Peter could write to the people he was writing to in his epistle and say to them, I know that temporarily, right now, you're suffering and you're in heaviness and sorrow. And yet at the same time, you are rejoicing in him whom you have not seen, yet you believe, and you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. That may sound like a paradox, how that the true Christian believer who believes in Christ, and Christ lives in that heart, he can be crying on the outside because we live in a real world that's filled with disappointments and heartaches and fears and everything else. And everybody cries. The Christian cries. And there are tears shed as we traverse through this deep, dark valley. And yet, on the inside, there can be that indescribable sense of joy deposited by Christ himself through the power of his Holy Spirit when we come to know the Lord, and a peace that passes all understanding. Oh, how much would a millionaire be willing to pay if he could go to the store and buy a package of peace? But alas, it's not for sale. It's a gift, if given. Jesus himself said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." You want that inward rest, that peace, that tranquility, that blessed quietness, that's indescribable and passes all of our comprehension? Then turn to the Lord. He gives it. Christ gives it. And that's why we can say today, "Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord, even the Lord, is my strength and my song. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation." Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Well, together, dear friend, let's just worship God. Wherever you may be, take time out inwardly at least to let your heart be still and just say, "Lord, I praise you. Hallelujah to the Lamb." Jesus, you are my King. Hail, Jesus, you are my King. Your life frees me to sing. I will praise you all my days, perfect in all your ways. Hail, Jesus, you are my Lord. I will obey your word. Want to see your kingdom come, not my will, but yours be done. Glory, glory to the Lamb. You take me into the land. We will conquer in your name and proclaim that Jesus reigns. And proclaim that Jesus reigns. And proclaim that Jesus reigns. Jesus shall reign where'er the sun doth its successive journeys run, his kingdom spread from shore to shore, till moon shall wax and wane no more. To him shall endless prayer be made, and endless praises crown his head. His name like sweet perfume shall rise with every morning sacrifice. People and rams of every tongue dwell on his love with sweetest song, and infant voices shall proclaim their early blessings on his name. Let every creature rise and bring his grateful honors to our King. Angels descend with songs again, and earth repeat the loud Amen. That should be our attitude today. A lot of people spend their hours whining and crying and complaining and moaning. We shouldn't do that. No matter what life has dealt to you, Everybody's different. Everyone has a cross to bear. Everyone goes across mountaintops and down through deep valleys. And God leads his dear children along, sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, sometimes in the valley, in darkest of night. But regardless of where you may be right now, if you're on the mountaintop of glory and things couldn't be going better for you and you're so happy, or if you're found today in a dark, deep valley, regardless, if you would just lift up your heart to the Lord God and praise him and worship him and give him your heart and come to this determination that regardless of my feelings, I will praise God. Regardless of what is happening in my life, good or bad, easy or difficult, whatever my situation be, I am going to give thanks to the Lord. I'm going to praise him. And if you will say that and mean it and ask God to help you to put it in practice, your life will be so different. You'll come out of the desert into the Garden of Eden. As you begin to praise and worship God, you don't have to be bound with that spirit of gloom and self-pity that is so paralyzing. You can break loose from that with God's help. May the hand of Jesus touch you, touch me today, and break every fetter that would hinder us from being that instrument of mercy meet for the Master's use, being a blessing to those around us. Because how can we bless the lives of others if we are so bound up ourselves? How can the river of God flow out through us to others if our heart is so dry ourselves? So first of all, we pray, O God, do your will in me. Empty me of self. Fill me with your goodness and sweetness and power. And then flow out from me to others. And I will praise thy name and rejoice in you forever. No more whining. Lord, I'm going to praise you with joy and ecstasy. I will praise thy name, O Lord.
Glorious is thy name. Is thy name, O Lord. Glorious is thy name. Glorious is thy name, O mighty. Glorious is thy name. Oh, my dear.
the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. In this is my Father glorified, that ye may bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Have you ever wondered what Jesus talked to his disciples about when they left the upper room? You remember when they had the Last Supper there in the upper room, and they headed out towards the Garden of Gethsemane? Have you ever wondered what were the things Jesus said to his disciples? I just wonder what he said. After they left the upper room and he was going to Gethsemane, knowing what lay ahead, knowing that in just a few short hours he would be arrested by the Roman soldiers and soon after would be crucified, what did he say to them? Well, thankfully, it's recorded for us here in the Gospel of John. And I just read to you some of the words in chapter 15 of the Gospel of John. Now, the 14th chapter ends with this verse. When they were still in the upper room, Jesus said, "But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do, arise, let us go from here." And that's when he left with his disciples from the upper room, and they headed out on the road that led to Gethsemane. And while he was there on that road to Gethsemane, he turned to his disciples and said to them, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser." And he said, "Without me you can do nothing." And he said, "I have spoken these things to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." I think that's amazing how Jesus was preparing his disciples for the darkest hour that would ever come upon them, when they seemingly would be left alone, and the Messiah that they had so much faith and confidence in was taken by cruel hands and crucified. And now here they all are, their hopes and dreams all dashed to pieces. And preparing them for that dark hour, Jesus said, I've told you these things so that my joy would remain in you, and that your joy might be full. I find that the Lord prepares us for things too. God knows the end from the beginning. That's what the Bible tells us. He knows everything. Nothing is hidden from him. He knows every thought you think. He knows your motive, why you do things. And he knows what's going to happen to you tomorrow and next year and the next. And I certainly believe that as we walk with God, and we have a heart for him. The Lord will prepare you and make you strong for anything that's going to come. That's why you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to sit around wringing your hands and just wondering, oh, will God's grace hold out? Will I make it to the end? You don't have to worry about those things. You can just put your trust in the Lord and know that sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof, and you can just put the future in God's hands and commit it all to him. That's what the Bible tells us to do. And what a difference it would make in our lives if we could live that way. And know that whatever may come to pass in your life or in my life, whatever flood may come against us, whatever rainstorm may descend, whatever wind may blow against our life, the Lord is preparing us to make us strong so that his joy will remain in us, and that our joy might be full even in the darkest hour of our life. Doesn't Matthew chapter 13 tell us that? How that if we will listen to what the Lord says and be willing to do his will and walk in his ways, then we are building our house upon the rock. And let come what will. Let the winds blow. Let the floods ascend. Let the rains fall down. The house will stand. Praise God. Now, if you were to sit around and in your imagination begin to wonder and imagine all the stuff that could happen to you out yonder in the future, with some kind of a dreaded disease, or some broken relationship, or falling on hard times, whatever, then you get scared. And your life becomes paralyzed as far as being able to reach out to others in faith and hope and joy and peace, because you're so scared. And the Bible tells us, don't do that and don't live like that. But we are to commit ourselves into the hands of a God who cares for us and loves us. And he's going to take care of us. We're going to be safe in his hands. Do you believe that? Oh, I certainly believe the Bible teaches that. We're going to be safe in his hands. And if Jesus talked to his disciples on the road to Gethsemane to prepare them for the dark hour that was coming in their life, and called them friends and assured them, he said all those things to them in order that his joy might remain with them. Don't you think that he loves us just as much? The Bible lets us know that he does. And you'll be safe in the arms of the Almighty, whatever the future holds. And God's people down through the centuries have suffered a lot of things. There is nothing you are going through right now, but others who love God with all their hearts have suffered likewise in the same fashion. Doesn't the scripture tell us that? There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. God knows. Just know this, that as a Christian believer whose life is hid with Christ in God, whose name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you're safe and secure in the arms of the Almighty. So let's live trustingly. Get out of the shadows. Get into the sunshine. Let the joy of the Lord fill your heart. And may his joy and peace remain with you, regardless of all the things that may befall you. We're safe in the arms of the Almighty. Praise God for that.
When your journey takes you to a place so far from home, when you're searching for the comfort of a friend, right there the Savior stands, reaching out. stand, you'll be safe in the arms of Him. You are safe in the arms of the Almighty. You can rest in His loving arms. When you need His care, safe in the arms of God. Like a little lamb that's wandered off and lost his way, the shepherd leads us to the fold again. You're the one he's thinking of. Know that you are loved. You'll be safe in the arms of Him. You are safe in the arms of the Almighty. You can rest in His loving arms. When you need His care, He is always there. You are safe in the arms of God. There's no need to be afraid anymore. Jesus wants to be the friend you've been searching for. You've been searching for. You are safe in the arms of the Almighty. You can rest in His.
Well, dear friend, my time is gone. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. God bless you.
His care. You are safe in the arms of God. When you need His care, He is always there. You are safe in the thank you.